Hello.
Hello.
Can I speak to Mr. Sanderson, please?
Who's this?
Hi, George. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right.
How are you, George?
All right, all right.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, George?
Well, I'm actually driving at the moment. I
Okay,
just
fair
called.
enough. Do you want me to give you a call back, or...?
You didn't work on Saturday, did you, sir?
Yeah, not this Saturday, it's my daughter's birthday, unfortunately.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'll just chat away.
Okay. Obviously, I want to make sure you're safe, first and foremost.
I'm a
My role, George, is a part of the investigation team. So you've spoken to our customer care team now, and you've been handed over to my department. My role, George, is to go out and gather the evidence of, obviously, your time in care, and also any further evidence that subsidizes your case. Just to let you know, George, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role is more not so much your time in care, George, but is to go over how that your time in care and the trauma you faced has had an impact on your adult life.
I'm still thinking of it now.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's more like, obviously, have you suffered with any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any alcohol or drug issues that I can then obviously write to those relevant authorities, whether that be your GP, NHS trusts, and I'll gather that information so we can build an accurate picture of, what happened to you in care that has haunted you throughout your adult life, George. Is that okay?
Oh,
Perfect. So I've got a couple of tough questions to ask you, and I wouldn't be doing my role representing you if I didn't ask you, so I do apologize in advance. So
that's all right.
have you ever suffered or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, George?
Not really, no. I do think of it quite a lot, but
Yeah.
that's about it, really, yeah.
Yeah. You've never sought medical attention or medical GP?
No. I
That's
just keep it
good.
bottled up to myself.
Yeah, that's the danger though, isn't it? That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I suppose you're right, but
Yeah.
65 years is now, so.
No, I get that. I get that with revisions and has never spoken to his doctor. Have you ever had any issues with drugs or alcohol,
Yeah,
George?
no. I like a drink on the weekends, but just
Yeah.
probably normal like everybody else.
Yeah, of course it
Doing
is.
a working day out there.
Yeah, of course it is. It's drink. Oh, drugs. I've got a real tough one. Again, I wouldn't be doing my job representing you if I didn't ask you. Have you ever tried to take your own life, George?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm done. It's always obviously a relief when my clients tell me they haven't. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to the local authorities, like the social services and the care settings you stayed at. Once I gather that information, George, do you want me to share it with you? Yeah, sorry.
Say that again, I didn't quite hear that.
Do you want me to share the information I get with you? Do you want copies of everything?
Yeah, fine, all right.
Okay.
I stayed at a place in Elgin of many weeks ago before I stayed in Lady Mary, and I was
Yeah.
suddenly whisked away from there, but I do remember getting punched in the mouth and the guy knocking all my teeth out.
Jesus.
I think I was about 6 years old or something.
Yeah,
Six
do you
or
know
seven,
the
I can't.
would that all be roughly in the Edinburgh area, really?
No, this is up at Elgin.
Elgin, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry for
Do you know the
No, I
name of the
don't have.
institution?
No, it was just a family sort of group thing then.
Okay.
I'm not sure. That long ago, 6 or 7, I can still remember it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure their memories
Oh, I don't know. They'll never leave me.
Yeah. Before the Lady Mary stay, we can't remember.
I was taken from there and put into Lady Mary's school, so they might
Yeah.
have a record of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Do you want me to write to the Elgin local authority?
Well, you could try, I suppose.
Okay.
Not if there's anything with him, like.
The KSFM.
Sorry. All right.
Is it on? That's just me, my colleague, Elgin. Maybe with Lisa. Okay. So once you get the information, George, I'll share everything I've got with you. Then we'll go through it together. It's probably going to take me, I don't know, anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time to get this information.
That's fine. That's not a problem.
We'll go through it together just so we're both singing from the same hymn sheet. We'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out. I'll try and get, you know, some form of DCR out to the Elgin Social Services.
Right.
See what information I can get from there. What will then happen, George, is we'll then submit this whole package case to the Scottish Redress team. From there, we'll then hopefully get you a panel date pretty quickly. And then also, from the panel date, we will hopefully get you be able to get you some form of recognition of what's happened to you and some financial compensation, Mr. Sanderson. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Did you have any questions for me, sir, about that process?
No, that's fine. I'll be here back to work.
Yeah, George, really quickly then before we go, I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees and processes on this recorded call before I go further on your case. So just to let you know, George, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gather your own evidence and submit your own case. So that's an option one for you. Option two is there are other law firms that will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Legally, I can't go into their processes and what they would do for you, and probably more importantly, George, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't get £2,000 from the Scottish Government. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to be owed or have any sort of handouts from them. I'll finish this and then I'll take any questions that you have. So we enter into a joint venture with you, George, under a no-win, no-fee. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on me and my company to go out and gather, you know, the maximum amount of evidence to substantiate the case. We charge, or our fees are 20%, or capped at, should I say, 20% inclusive of all VAT. It's actually 19.2% with the VAT, it's 20%. So we'll never charge you more than 20% inclusive of all VAT, no matter how much time or effort we spend on your case. On the flip side of that, George, because obviously you've been through so much, you know, in your life from your time in care, we'll never put you under any sort of financial hardship either. So what that means is if we are unsuccessful, we won't be coming looking for fees from yourself. Insurance policy will cover all of our fees, so we'll never put you under financial stress.
That's good.
Perfect. Do you understand those three different options, George?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case? Okay. Just to let you know, George, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is anything up to day 14, you can rip up the agreements with us and walk away. Alternatively, obviously, if you're happy, we can rip or you can waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, George.
That's fine, man.
Are you happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Perfect. What I'll do, George, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael. Save my number. Ring me if you want to have a chat with somebody who understands what you've been through. Give me a call. I'm always at the other end of a phone call to you. I work for you, George, so you know there's no query that will waste my time.
That's fine, Michael.
just give me a call when you need to.
Okay, mate.
Perfect, George. Thank you very much. I've been in touch shortly.
Bye.
Thanks, George. Bye now.